Zag Baruch, very quick halacha. There's a halacha regarding Birkat Kohanim. We say every morning, we say in the Birkat Kohanim, but also more so in the actual Sefer Torah, it says, Kod Devarchot B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lahem. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. Amor Lahem. Say to them. What is this phrase, Amor Lahem? The Gemara learns out many different halachot from this one phrase. One of the halachot that the Gemara learns out is Ka'adam ha'omer l'chavero. The Birkat Kohanim is supposed to be like a person who is facing their friend. Meaning, when the Kohanim are blessing you, we're supposed to be facing with our heads facing the Kohanim. Not, you know, there's many times people, they go under the talit of their father or something of the sort, and the children are all facing different directions. The halacha is a person is required to face the Kohanim. Now, of course, back in the day, if they weren't wearing a talit, so the halacha is you're not supposed to look at the hands. Nowadays, that they're covering their hands with the talit, so there's no problem. But anyhow, the Shulchan Aruch says that while the Kohanim is, they're giving you the bracha, you should look downwards. But still, face to face is what the halacha is. That's number one. Number two is, with regards to the chazan, many times I've seen that as the chazan is, he's saying word by word before the Kohanim repeat after him, so he rushes very quickly. And the problem with that is many times he's intertwining. So he says, Yevarechecha, and then as the Kohanim repeat the word, he already starts the next word. The halacha, the Gemara already. The Gemara says that a person, the chazan has to wait for each word to be said. So first the chazan says, Yevarechecha, the Kohanim wait for him to finish. They respond, Yevarechecha. He waits for them to finish. And so on and so forth for every bracha. He finishes Veishmerecha, they respond Veishmerecha, he has to wait for everyone to answer Amen. Everyone answers Amen, then he can continue. He doesn't go quickly too fast in order so that once he starts the next bracha already, the people can't answer Amen anymore. So therefore the chazan has to go slowly, but also the people answering Amen, you should remember after each of the brachot, you answer Amen, and to pay attention to the brachot so that you accept the blessing upon yourself.